Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. I want you to listen closely. I've been talking about faith in the last series of broadcasts that I've been bringing. And we can learn a lot from the faith of the heroes of the Bible so that we can know how to exercise our own faith and how to walk with the Lord. Because what he did for the heroes of the Bible in the olden days, he will still do today. Our God never changed. Yesterday, today, Christ remains the same. That is the truth, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What he did for Abraham in the Bible, he will do for you also if you walk with God like Abraham walked with God. Now let's talk about the book, about the story of Daniel here. In the last story about the book of Daniel, we discussed the story of the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they stayed with God, how they stood for God, and how they actually got that blessing before they were able to be tested. God will not test somebody that has not been standing for him. Only those who have been dedicated, you have dedicated your life to Jesus Christ, be expected that God will have to prove your faith first before you can be classified as a hero of faith. These men were classified as heroes of faith in the Bible. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, when they were brought into Babylon, they purposed in themselves to dedicate themselves to God, not to defile themselves. And by so doing, they refused to eat the king's meat that was classified by them, by their religion, as unclean meat. By that way, they kept themselves pure for their religion. Now, God honored that by giving them favor, by giving them promotion, also by giving them wisdom and skill in designing and also in interpretation of dreams, according to the book of Daniel. Daniel was able to interpret dreams. Now, when after people have walked with God, there was a time for trial. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were tried in their faith when they were brought before the metallic image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And he commanded all the princes and governors to bow to this image, but these three Hebrew men refused to bow, and they were cast into the burning furnace of fire. But before they were cast there, they confessed that our God is able to deliver us, and even if God does not deliver us, we are still not going to worship your idols. And that made the king furious, and he threw them into the fire, but God was there. An angel of the Lord was there, or the Lord himself manifested. Nebuchadnezzar said he saw four men in the fire walking around. And when he called these Hebrew men, three Hebrew men came back out, and he said, "Blessed be God that has sent his angel to deliver you guys." And that was how these three Hebrew men glorified the God of heaven. Now, I said in that last broadcast, every one of us that followed the Lord Jesus Christ must be ready to lay down our life for Christ. Unless you are ready like that, you have not counted the cost of being a disciple. Christ said, "Count the cost of being a disciple." He said, "Carry your cross and follow me." And he is able to save and to deliver you. However, unless you are ready to lose your life, you are not going to be able to find your life. When you are ready to lose your life for his purpose, for his sake, that is when he also is ready to save and to deliver you. What are you afraid of? You are afraid of death? Fear not, said the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am he that was dead and is alive forevermore." Christ has abolished death. He has conquered them all. He has the keys of hell and of death. So don't be afraid of death anymore. Say, "Fear not any man that can kill the body and do no more. But fear, I will tell you whom to fear. Fear he that is able to not only kill the body, but has the power to throw the soul into the lake of fire." That is the one you want to fear. And that is God. And if you are going to fear him, then don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of what the devil can do. Don't be afraid of what the witches and the wizards can do against you. Because all they could do is on the physical world, but after that, they have nothing they could do anymore. But see, fear God that is able to even throw the soul into the lake of fire. And that is the most important thing. Where do we go from here is more important than what the few years we have here. The longest person that we live on this planet, in this generation, perhaps maybe they will live 120 years. But eternity is much longer than that. After that 120 years has expired, you are still you. Your spirit will still be feeling everything that you are feeling, whether in hell or in heaven. So don't trade heaven for a few morsels of meat in this world. Fear God and God only. and cast your life into his hand, and he's able to save you from all those things you are afraid of. Because we overcame the dragon, the Christians will overcome the devil by not being afraid of death. So they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That was in the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Now let's talk today about the trial and travail that came to Daniel himself. Now you wonder, in the book of Daniel chapter 3, where was Daniel? It's what you should ask yourself. When Nebuchadnezzar asked all the governors and the princes to come and bow to the image, Daniel was accepted. He was exempted. You see, how come? He was not there because they only mentioned these three Hebrew men did not bow to this image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. But if Daniel was also in their midst, did he bow or he was not there? He was not there. He refused to show up. So that is one thing about faith. Some men can see evil ahead, because the Bible said that the wise man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the foolish may pass on and be punished. Daniel, being a president, and because he was highly regarded by Nebuchadnezzar, most likely Nebuchadnezzar exempted him from coming to that dedication. Whether directly or indirectly, he was accepted. Or he refused to show up. Why? Because he knew what was coming, and he refused to show up. And if he has refused to show up, were they looking for those who didn't show up? Nothing recorded here said they were looking for anyone that didn't show up. But the rest of the people were so afraid of the king, they showed up at the dedication of the image. Now you have to begin to think about that. Maybe you are in the college or you are in the place of your work, and you are so respectful of your boss, of your students, your colleagues, and they were having a party. You know it's ungodly. You know what will be going on in that party, but you so respected this fellow, you have to be there. I have to honor their invitation. And you went there, and then you are faced with persecution. Who is to blame? Yourself, perhaps. Now you have to face the persecution and not deny Christ and stand firm for your faith. So now that's an example. You see Daniel in that story, when the image was set up, they were saying everybody must bow to that image. Daniel was not there. He knew what was coming to happen. He refused to show up. And there was no record that they were looking for anyone that refused to show up should be arrested. No. But these three Hebrew men, because they were a little bit lower than Daniel, maybe they so much honored the king's invitation that they said, oh, if we don't show up, we may be in trouble. And they went. And by the time they showed up, they saw what they were faced with. Death. What was the trouble they were afraid of before? Maybe they will be laid off from being a governor or from their high position. Okay, they showed up and now they were faced with death or bowed down to the image. But Daniel didn't show up and he was not faced with anything. So that is one of the things you have to think and say, if I am in a situation where all the employees are commanded to come to a party, and do I have to be there? Is it mandatory for me to be there? You don't need to discuss with anybody. You know this may be what's going on. Then refuse to show up, and you may save yourself from some trouble. And if you show up and you are confronted with persecution, then you are ready to suffer for Christ, and you are also going to be an hero. So I just pointed out to make you to see that Daniel didn't show up, and there was no trouble for him. Sometimes that may be the way of escape for many of those troubles. The Bible said, God will not allow us to be tempted above our measure. But even with the temptation, he will also make a way of escape. So, but you, believer that is listening to me, always be sensitive to look for that avenue, that way that God has opened, door that he has made for escaping that trial, for escaping that temptation. Look at an example of Joseph in the Bible, the son of Jacob. When he was in Egypt, and Potiphar's wife wanted him to commit adultery with her, what was the way of escape? How could he escape from that? When this woman grabbed him, maybe the woman was already naked, and grabbed his clothes. The only way he could escape was to let him have his clothes, and he ran out of that house, leaving his garment behind. Well, that was the way of escape. You have to look for a way of escape, you young lady, you young man. Maybe you are caught. You say you are a Christian, but somebody was trying to do evil to you, trying to make you sin. Maybe your way of escape is to run for your life. Then run and don't be afraid. Maybe your way of escape, when they invite you to come, is not to go there. Don't show up. Then go. Don't go there. Look for those ways of escape from the persecution. In many occasions, that may be how God has made it possible for Christians to avoid the trouble. Now, let's go to this example of Daniel chapter 6. In this Daniel chapter 6, we are going to talk about how Daniel himself now Like I said in the earlier broadcast, your faith will be tested. This is where Daniel's faith now went through test. In Daniel chapter 6, after Nebuchadnezzar and the kingdom of Babylon has fallen to the Medo-Persian Empire, Darius was the king. So it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, and of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. So Daniel was made a president to be directly reporting to the king, one of the three presidents that will report to the king. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. So Daniel became almost like a friend to the king, and the other two presidents were so jealous of him. He almost looked like the king was making them to report to Daniel rather than report Daniel to the king. So they became so jealous of Daniel, and they wanted to do something evil against Daniel. And so, in verse 4, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. So these people were looking for a way to make Daniel, to accuse Daniel before the king so that they can get rid of Daniel from being the top of the highest officer in that kingdom. God expects you and being a believer to be faithful in whatever you are doing. Are you an employee? Be faithful in your work. The Bible says actually that we should do all things as doing it unto Christ. And when you do things as if you are doing it unto Christ, then you will be faithful. Do it as if you are doing it for God. Are you a student in your place? Study very hard. Do it as if you are studying for Jesus to make the best grade that you can. Don't be lazy. God does not entertain laziness. So do it as if you are doing it unto Christ. So that was what Daniel had. He was faithful in his work. So they couldn't find any fault in him. Now they decided to devise a means of getting rid of Daniel. Verse 5, then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. So these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, see, we have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, I know you have heard the story. So these people decided anybody should not pray to any god or to any man asking for anything. Don't ask any petition from any person except from the king for 30 days to honor the king. So they made the king sign the petition. They tricked him to sign it. He was not even thinking about Daniel, about the true God. Then he thought, oh, this must be a great honor. Nobody should ask anything from any God or any man. So he signed the petition, but Daniel heard about it after they have signed it. But Daniel will not be persuaded not to pray. So they knew Daniel will not be persuaded not to pray to his God, because they know he prays. He prayed every day and three times a day. So when they have signed this contract and signed this petition, he said, it must not be changed. Anyone that refused to do it will be thrown into the lion's den. But Daniel heard about it. Nonetheless, he went down praying. Verse 10. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. That he refused to change his pattern of behavior. He was a prayerful person, and he will continue to pray even though they have made a decree nobody should pray. And so this man assembled himself and accused Daniel that he has violated the new decree. Verse 12, so they came near and spake on before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that any man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altered not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Now we all know that they devised this petition, this decree for Daniel, against Daniel, and now they have got the prey. Now they wanted to execute the prey, but the king was completely perplexed when he realized that it was actually against Daniel. They have devised this decree. Then answered they and said before the king, in verse 14. Then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased within himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. He was looking for every loophole in the law that he could use to stop this execution of Daniel. But the king himself was, his hands were bound by the law that he couldn't change it. And so they had to take Daniel and throw him into the lion's den. Now, what was the temptation? What was the trial in this that we say is for Daniel? The first thing is this: Daniel was a man of prayer. Number one, he was a man of prayer. He has his life dedicated to God. And when you are like that, you are pleasing God. Now there come a time of test. Was he going to back off? Was he going to hide his head? Or was he going to stand firm? And that was the test. He heard about the decree. Was he going to believe God, or was he going to just say, God, let me postpone prayer for the next 1 month? No, he refused. He said, if they are going to catch me and cast me into the lions, then and I will die, I am ready. The same faith we are talking about, that anyone that is going to follow God must be ready to lay down your life for what you believe, for your God. We as believers must be ready to lay down our life for Christ. Count the cost of being a disciple is what the Bible said. Daniel was confronted with that choice when he heard that the decree has been made that he should not pray. Nobody is allowed to pray to any God for 30 days. They must make their petition to the king. So he had the option. Will he abide with that rule and stop praying for 30 days? Or will he keep on praying because he has to honor his God? And face the lions in the lion's den, face death. It is your decision. And he made up his mind, I am going to follow God. I'm not afraid to die. Those who have casted away their life for Christ's sake, like that, those are the people that will find their life, like I said in the other broadcast. Are you ready to lay down your life for Christ? Because that is the test. That is what it will take to say, I am a disciple indeed. In this last end of the time, in this end time, it will come, there will be a type of persecution like that also, whereby you will be confronted with a choice, life or death. Will you lay down your life, or are you going to be afraid? In the book of Revelation chapter 13, here it was said, and we believe this is talking about the end time, in verse 7 there, where the beast was reported to be, which is the Antichrist. Verse 7 says, and it was given unto the beast, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Now, that war with the saints is persecution. People will be arrested, houses confiscated because they refuse to take the mark of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. They refuse to join the new monetary trading system that will put a number on their forehead or their hand before they can trade. And if they refuse, they will be labeled as antisocial, and they will be arrested. Christians that are still around will be arrested and persecuted, and many of them will be killed and beheaded. That time may come very soon, before the end comes. But the Bible said, only they that endure to the end shall be saved. Are you ready to stand and not deny Christ? You are listening to me. That is the test that will come worldwide. And you see also, this was reported, given to us in a way in Revelation chapter 3, where the Lord said there will be a trial times that I will keep some in that hour of temptation, but some will have to pass through it and prove their faith by laying down their life. Because here in the book of Revelation chapter 3, in verse 10, God was giving a promise to the church of the Philadelphia. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. There will be a hour of temptation like that, when everyone that will not accept the mark of the beast will be persecuted or killed or beheaded. But the rest of the world will accept the mark of the beast, and they will all go to their destruction, because the Bible says anyone that receives the number of the beast or the mark of the beast will go into that, will receive that burning fiery lake of fire. Okay, now let's go back to the story of Daniel. We see in this story of Daniel that Daniel has the choice either to stop praying for 30 days or to keep praying and face the lions. And he chose, because he has given his life to God, he chose to follow God and face the lions. And that is my question to you also. Give your life to Christ. And this is what it means. Count the cost of being a disciple. Throw away your life into the hand of Jesus, and you will find your life. Say, he that keepeth his life will lose it, but he that loseth his life for the kingdom of God shall save it, because you shall keep it for everlasting life. And God, our God, is able, mighty, and of almighty to save and to deliver you. And even if he refuse to deliver, we say, are not going to bow to the image. We are not going to bow to the idols. We are going to stand and confess Christ and not deny him. That is what God is looking for in you, believer. Now, Daniel was arrested. The king couldn't help him. But the king said something. He said, your God, whom you serve, day and night will deliver you. So the king believed. Even though he was not a worshiper of the true God, but he has learned enough from Daniel to know that God of Daniel is mighty. And Daniel was cast to the lion. And we all know the story. The lions couldn't touch him, because God sent his angel to block the mouth of the lions. And that is what we are saying. Just the same with the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But they have to stand the test. They have to face the fire. God delivered them in the fire. See, there are many ways God could have delivered them. God could have changed the mind of the king. God could have made things happen that they didn't do it that way. God could change the mind of the king. God could make the laws to be reversed. God could make things happen, but he refused to do it that way. He waited till the fear and the trembling and the threats were implemented. And this man stood firm in the furnace of fire. And then God was there that the fire didn't burn them. The same thing with Daniel. God could have appeared and made these people that were conspiring against Daniel to be exposed before this thing take place. But God didn't do it that way. He wanted Daniel to prove his faith also. Daniel proved his faith that he was ready to die. If the lions are going to eat him, he was ready to be eaten by lions. And they threw him into the lion's den. And there God was there waiting for him in the lion's den. So the lions were not able to touch him. You see what I mean? Because God was the creator. He is the creator of the lions. He could speak to the lions. You see what I mean? But God could have also changed it that Daniel doesn't even need to go into the lion's den. But he didn't choose that. So God, our God is sovereign. You have to know that. So you have to confess that God is mighty and able to deliver you. And if he chooses not to deliver you, are still not going to bow to the image, to the idols of the world. You are still going to confess him to the end. And those who are standing firm and confessing God to the end like that, those are the people that God is looking for. Those are the people that have made up their mind to follow him. Those are the people that God is accepting. And God will accept you once you confess him and you stand for him and then walk with him, so that all the ungodliness are out of your life, because you must be born again. If you just listen to me, you are not a Christian. You have not even been born again. You maybe perhaps you are just a member of a church. You just hope that God will accept you one day. You can be sure of it today by giving your heart to Jesus, inviting Jesus to come into your heart and dwell in you from today and to lead your life. And he gave us a power that he said is being born again, a born again experience. That the Bible says, as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This power will make you not to be interested in sin anymore. It's a changed heart from within. That is what we call the born again experience. You have to ask him, after you have decided to follow him, ask him to come into your heart and take over and give you the new birth. Because when Christ comes into you, all things are passed away. You become new creature. Your ideas, your ambitions change to please God always from now on. And if you want that right now, bow your head. Let me pray for you. Say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart and give me the new birth so that I'll be born again today. Thank you, Jesus. I command the Holy Ghost upon you right now. Lord Jesus Christ, touch everyone that are listening. Help them to repent. And let the Holy Ghost take over their life from today in the name of Jesus Christ. And the blood of Jesus Christ wash them clean in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is his friend. Jesus Christ has come into your heart. Now from today, get a Bible and begin to read your Bible, New Testament, and begin to do what the Bible says. Because you have prayed today, because you have made up your mind to follow Jesus, you will find that it is easy to do it. The Holy Ghost is now leading your life, and the desire to sin will be no more in you. Because the Lord Jesus Christ takes away all those evil desires to sin, so that sin shall not have dominion over you anymore. And from now on, walk in the newness of life. And what you see, the Bible says, is the right way to live. Begin to live that way and forsake evil. And you will see the Lord will begin to talk to you in your dreams and in your visions. And you know that somebody is talking back to you. You are praying, somebody is talking back to you as you listen. Because he is alive forevermore. Christ is alive forevermore. He said, the world will not see me, but you that believe you will see me. Said the Lord Jesus Christ, because he will manifest himself to you. You begin to hear him talk to you. That is the true Christianity, friend. Not just a church membership that a lot of people have. But the true Christianity is we walk with Jesus day by day. And I pray that the Lord will make you understand, begin to do what you just said. And now I want you to write to me so that we can send you some more literature. Like we said, your faith will be tested after you begin to follow him and exercise your faith. It may be tested at some time, like Daniel, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But God does not put us through any test until we have been standing firm and confessing him. Because the Bible said that he won't allow us to be tested above our strength. And even with that temptation, he will make a way of escape, like we said earlier on. God will make a way of escape of every temptation. But those who are not interested in escaping, they just wanted to go through the test, they wanted to fail, they have made up their mind to fail already. But don't make up your mind to fail. Be ready to stand, ready to die if possible, because there is a better life waiting for you. Even if we die, the Bible says, if we die this world, we're going to live and reign with him. That's what the Bible said. Say, we are going to live and reign with him. Those who die with Christ will live and reign again 1,000 years, and that time is coming very soon. That 1,000 years is going to start very soon. And that is what we are talking about. That stand firm for Jesus. Confess Jesus unto the end, and he will save you and deliver you. They that lose their life in this world shall find it. But those that are trying to keep their life by themselves, they shall lose it. If you throw away your life for Jesus, Jesus Christ said he will keep you. And no devil will be able to kill you. No witch or wizard spirit will be able to attack you when Christ is holding you in his hand. He said, my Father that gave them me is mightier than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, said the Lord Jesus Christ. And say, I am my Father are one, because he is God manifested in the flesh. Jesus loves you. Now I want you to write to us so that we can send you some more literature. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Just say Evangelist Julius.
Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050.
God bless you. On the internet, you can get all our literature on the internet at www.gospeldistribution, spell it out one word, gospeldistribution.org, gospeldistribution.org, and we can send some more literature. You can also send us email. If you don't want to write and by the poster, send us email on the internet. Send email to webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And we shall send back reply to your email. If you have any questions, send it by email, and we shall send back reply to you by email. Like I said, Daniel was tested. He was found faithful. He had the choice either to postpone prayer for 30 days because of the new decree that said nobody should pray, or to stand for his God and face the lions. And those who are going to stand for God must be ready to lay down their life, even if they are going to die for their faith. That is what God is looking for. Count the cost of being a disciple, friend, because he that loses his life shall find it. But he that tries to keep his life and find his life shall lose it, said the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ also said, fear not men that can only kill the body, and after that they can do no more. But fear God that can not only just kill the body, but can throw the soul into the lake of fire. That is the one we want to fear. And when we fear only God, we are ready to lay down our life for his cause and for what he commanded. That is the faith that God is looking for. And that is the faith of the end time. The faith of those that overcame the dragon, they love not their life unto the death. God bless you. Write to Evangelist Julius Adewumi, Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona 85046, USA. And we shall send you some more literature. Jesus loves you. God bless you.